Now, spotting spots in space, then, will actually unstick people from the track. What is the track? Why is the time track and facsimiles there? Well, his facsimiles, his objects, which are representing by image his past experiences, have drawn in on him. And the spot in space is still out there. The spot of impact actually still exists. I don't care if it happened 8 billion years ago or yesterday. It still exists. That's the one thing that doesn't get washed out. Now, you audit facsimiles, you do anything you want to, and you neglect the spot in space, your preclear's going to hang up someplace. How do you get rid of a spot in space? You haven't spotted. Q&A. Easiest process there is, but remember, when you do it, you have to remedy having this. 8D goes much further than this. It puts in this factor, senior survival, which I was talking to you about in the last lecture. You have senior survival. Something is seniorly surviving to him. It has a better and greater survival factor than he has. And we get into such things as compulsive goals. A goal is greater than the guy. Anytime he minds this happening, a goal can always be greater than the guy, but anytime he minds this happening, it's because it's a compulsive, it's an obsessive, it's an other determined goal, which he is safeguarding and taking care of practically over his own dead body. You know, he'd rather be dead than give this thing any more survival, and he goes right on working through life, giving it more and more survival. Similarly, every time he has significant spaces all over the place, you have senior survivals in terms of space. Messed universe space has a senior survival of the preclear space. They aren't coincided anymore. The preclear space is all pulled in. The messed universe is still stretched out there. Somewhere these spots in space coincide. Where do they coincide? Well, it's up to the auditor to find out. How would he find out? He actually doesn't even have to be significant about it. He just has a preclear start spotting spots in space. When the preclear comes able at this, he will be able to do such things as this. He all of a sudden gets a picture of his mother. And you say, okay, you say you got a picture of your mother. Now, just let's locate your mother in messed universe space. Let's just point in that direction, get the idea of the distance to that spot. Okay, he says, bing. If you're in really good shape, and mother appeared just because he thought of mother, why, mother would immediately coincide on the actual spots in space where he's coincided with mother. It'd just run out right there, bing, and he'd no longer have any mock-up of mother haunting him. But if this isn't done, mother will, to some degree, continue to haunt him because you haven't remedied the spot in space. You say, now indicate the spot in space where you were born. Indicate the middle of this room, the spot in space where you were born. Middle of this room, space where you were born. Middle of this room, space where you were born. Middle of this room, space where you were born. He'll start to get sick about this time. You've got a remedy his havingness. You've just uncondensed a lot of havingness, you see. And you'll have to remedy havingness. Find out what's acceptable to him. Well, you can be very significant and have some kind of birth be acceptable to him if you want to. That's the subject you're dealing with. You don't have to do that, really. Actually, 8 anchor points of any kind brought in will do that. But an acceptable birth, you know, something being born in a cane mill or being born at the bottom of a muddy river or being strangled to death or being delivered by alligators or any kind of an acceptable birth. And just having remedy, this is happiness, then spot the space where he was born. Well, you'll find that every time he spots this space, it's probably a little further out there someplace. But sometimes it goes out and then comes in where he is and then goes out again. We're talking now about the fundamentals of change of space as a process. Now, as long as an individual's attention, this is spotting space, which is a variety of change of space, which we'll take up shortly. But every time your preclear has any kind of an image which is appearing before him involuntarily, it belongs in some spot in space someplace, and it won't go away completely unless you spot the space in which it belongs. If you wanted to make it go away, just bing, just spot where it belongs, and it goes. Well, 8D is a complicated method of doing this. It's a very simple method. You just ask him where so-and-so would be safe. And he starts putting this person around in all the impact spots in space which are anyway coincided with the person about whom you're speaking. You do an E-meter assessment, and you go over Papa, Mama, this, that, so on, so on, so on, so on, and you find out the most significant person on the case, and then you ask them where this person would be safe. There's several earlier steps to SOP 8D, but this is all included in your kit. And you just spot the spots You asking to spot places where so-and-so would be safe. Well, that's where so-and-so has overcome the preclear. And the first thing you say, well, his father's never lived in this house. What's he doing spotting this house? Well, he's not spotting the house. He's spotting his own universe spots. And finally, this goes out further and further and further and further and further. And then father's way over there someplace, and he's here. And then father may be right here for a few spots and then be way over there again and stay there. You get this separation of terminals. The collapse of terminals is simply this mechanism of spots in space. That's how terminals collapse. The Washington Monument is right where the preclear is. In other words, Washington Monument space has collapsed on the place where the preclear is. That's all there is to that. He's unable to hold and impose these distances anymore.